From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia and China exercised a double veto Tuesday to block action in the United Nations Security Council aimed at sanctioning the Syrian government for using chemical weapons against its own population. Nikki Haley is the U.S. ambassador to the U.N.
Russia and China made an outrageous and indefensible choice today. They refused to hold Bashar al-Assad's regime accountable for the use of chemical weapons.
The measure, backed by Western nations, would have imposed sanctions on 21 Syrian individuals, organizations, and companies. Somali President Mohamed Abdullahi Farmajo has declared a state of disaster as his nation struggles with a severe drought and food crisis. Meanwhile, the International Organization for Migration warns that many of the millions of people facing famine in three African countries and in Yemen risk starving to death without urgent action to help them. Lisa Schlein reports.
More than 20 million people reportedly are suffering from severe food shortages in South Sudan, Somalia, Yemen, and northeast Nigeria. Somalia's problems are largely due to a severe drought, though conflict also plays a part. In the cases of South Sudan, Yemen, and northeast Nigeria, the United Nations says man-made disasters caused by conflict, insecurity, extreme violence, and economic degradation are behind the food crises facing these countries. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
U.S. President Donald Trump delivers his first speech to a joint session of Congress Tuesday evening. The White House says the speech will focus on solving problems for what it termed real people. Much of the speech is expected to be taken up with economic and security issues. Administration officials say they do not expect specific countries to be mentioned. This is VOA News.